Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. Police in Highland Park, Illinois said they apprehended a person of interest in connection with a deadly mass shooting at a 4th of July parade. At least 6 people were killed and more than 24 others were wounded, according to authorities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Western officials that a huge investment would be needed to rebuild his country following Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian government estimates that there's more than $100 billion of damage to the country's infrastructure from the war. The Biden administration is looking at rolling back some tariffs on Chinese imports soon, as the White House balances its attempts to fight inflation with an effort to maintain economic pressure on Beijing. According to sources, Biden's decision, which could come this week, might include the launch of a broad framework to allow importers to request tariff waivers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today discussed the tariffs in a video conference with China's top trade negotiator. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares fell in early trading, and U.S. stock futures edged higher coming out of the long holiday weekend. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.